It's break time here at another Hyper Island Masterclass in Stockholm, Sweden. The snow is falling down outside. It's going to be a cold walk home. Well, it would be if I wasn't in a taxi. I'm currently sat next to Anders Lindberg. What's your job title?
I'm an editorial writer at Aftonbladet, which is the biggest paper in Sweden.
How come you guys make so much money?
I think it's because we have lots of readers, actually. It's the reach, the size of the paper. And also that we try to give people really what they want to read in their specific situation. For example, now we write a lot about the snow, as you spoke about.
What was the reason for last night's blackout?
Actually, I don't know, but the problem we have is that we have a quite often when temperature go down and when the electricity system breaks down or struggles. And yesterday was quite big. It was, as far as I understand, 85,000 people, and that's unusually big. But I mean, once in a while in winter, this happens.
I think 70,000 of those probably wheeled out their electric heaters. That might have been the problem.
That might have been a problem. And actually, this morning it came a report that one of the big companies, electrical companies, said that people should not use so much electricity, which is a kind of funny message when it's 15 degrees below zero.
Exactly. I'd be putting the kettle on and making lots of tea. A lot of discussions being discussed. Mostly around the shift to digital and monitoring online spaces, filtering. Now, one issue that you highlighted to me about opening up on multiple places where people are already having very excited conversations was that Aftonbladet opens itself up to all kinds of, can I say, extreme mindsets.
Yeah, sure. It's a little bit of a problem, because on one hand we want to have a very free exchange of views. On the other side, of course, the especially right-wing extremists are very well organized on the internet, and that means that, for example, the commentator fields on the paper have been filled with people who express things that the paper does not stand for. And of course, that is our paper, it's our commentary field, so there is a little bit of a controversy here and a discussion we must have.
So how do you deal now? How do you deal with racial hatred and people being completely, I don't know. Well, there's a lot of angry people out there.
I think the main thing we can do is discuss it. It's answer them. Ourselves be active as commentators on the web. But also there has to be more long-time work, which is a matter of public policy. It's not just the media's responsibility. It's also schools' responsibility. It's having possibilities to solve the problems that people discuss with bad education or lack of jobs, which is the main reason for this. So it's not only the media that's responsible, but of course we have to be active and so on.
So initially, go right back to the source. You know, what is making these people have far right and, in some cases, racist ideals?
I think it's two main reasons. One is the crisis. We go into a crisis with people lacking jobs, with differences between people in economic standards. Social tensions are rising. So that's one part. The other part is that we see in Europe generally a rise of racist tendencies. We see these parties everywhere in Europe. We see these trends everywhere. And that is a dangerous kind of European challenge that every party in every nation has to deal with. And that also relates to all media and the rest of society.
Looks like things are kicking off again. Finally, how free is speech in Sweden? It seems incredibly free.
I would say it is incredibly free, and it should be. So we're proud of that.
And how do you feel about control over the internet?
Personally, I dislike control of the internet very much. I want to have a free internet.
I think I feel the same way. Thank you very much.
Thank you.